With what you need to know in the news on Monday, April 18th, 2022, I'm Vin Ebenue. An inmate at the Monmouth County Correctional Institution was charged with the death of another inmate on Sunday morning, according to acting Monmouth County Prosecutor Lori Linsky. Daniel Ferraro was found unresponsive in the kitchen area of the jail around 5:20 a.m. and could not be revived. Investigators determined that Evan Rakovitz of Bradley Beach had struck Ferraro several times prior to his death. The FBI in New Jersey is putting out a warning to families across the state about an increasing number of sextortion crimes involving teenage boys.
According to John Norbit, supervisory special agent in charge of the FBI's Violent Crimes Against Children Unit in Jersey, males between 14 and 17 are being contacted on social media by criminals posing as teen girls, asking the boys to send
either a video or a picture of the victim masturbating.
As soon as the video is sent, the perpetrator will demand hundreds or thousands of dollars to prevent the images from being shared on social media. Norbit is recommending parents talk to their sons in detail about this so they won't be victimized. I'm David Matthau.
Two ramps at Parkway Exit 105 for Route 36 will close Tuesday night for 9 months to allow for the replacement of decks, beams, and parapets of three bridges. The southbound inner lane to eastbound Route 36 and the entrance to the northbound inner lanes from westbound Route 36 will be closed at 10 p.m. Tuesday night. The project was supposed to start several weeks ago, but it got delayed. Gas prices have dropped to the lowest point in a month, now averaging $4 per gallon or less just about everywhere in New Jersey. It's a drop of over 25 cents a gallon in the last 30 days, and largely due to an historic release of oil from the nation's strategic reserves. A New Jersey firefighter has started teaching classes to first responders about what to do if they respond to a situation where a person, more specifically, a child, is on the autism spectrum.
Don Colarusso, president of All Hands Fire Equipment and Training in Neptune City, says firefighters need to be aware of different challenges they may face when confronted with someone with autism.
In the class, we talk about some autistic traits and some different characteristics that they could look for. And if they can read that, then they need to go in a different direction with their engagement with the person.
Firefighters respond with sirens and lights blaring.
Having a little bit of care and understanding of the different challenges can make those folks safer, make us accomplish what we're there to accomplish.
Colarusso has taught a class to Colts Neck First Aid and is planning to teach more classes to other agencies in other towns. In Trenton, I'm Jen Ursulo.
The number of new COVID cases being logged in New Jersey is up 23% in a week and more than 170% in a month. But despite the spread of the BA2 variant, New Jersey has not seen a jump in hospitalizations of reports of severe disease. Hospitalizations remain well below 400 statewide, and all New Jersey counties are still listed as having a low community transmission by the CDC data tracker. The federal mask mandate for mass transit remains in effect. It will be lifted eventually, but there may be some who still want to mask up anyway. Some have suggested keeping at least one car per train mask only, similar to having a quiet car where cell phones are not permitted. NJ.com reports New Jersey Transit commissioners are considering it. As a driver, you may have heard this over and over again. New Jersey is a no-fault state. What does that actually mean? So when you're in an accident, fault is assigned, but you don't have to wait for that determination before getting the care you need.
In a no-fault state like New Jersey, your insurance pays your medical bills related to an accident, no matter who's at fault for the wreck.
In a traditional tort state, a full tort state, the process of getting coverage can't really start until fault has been determined.
Gary LaSpisa with the Insurance Council of New Jersey says while no-fault states offer quicker payouts, drivers have a limited ability to sue someone who's actually at fault for a crash. New Jersey does offer drivers the option to purchase the unlimited right to sue, but few drivers take that option. I'm Dino Flamia.
Sometimes the warning signs of head trauma in sports are obvious. Football linemen bashing into each other helmet to helmet, a batter getting beamed in a baseball game, the face of a bloodied boxer taking punch after punch. But as a new study at Rutgers suggests, sometimes the concussion picture is a little bit blurrier.
It studied recreational rugby players, more than 200 of them, 80 who had suffered a known head injury, and for those, after completing an intense match, they reported some 26 symptoms associated with some level of exercise exertion. Those without head trauma reported 9 on average, but there was common ground, fatigue and neck pain cited heavily by both groups.
We wanted to see if these exercise players also reported some of those symptoms, and we actually did see that a lot of the controls reported a lot of the symptoms that were also reported by the players that had experienced a head injury.
The study's first author, Stephanie Earing, says research will continue. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
Just a reminder that today is tax day, the deadline to file your state and federal tax returns. Even if you've asked for an extension, you still need to pay what you owe. Checks have to be postmarked by midnight tonight to avoid penalties and interest. Nearly 80 million people nationwide has yet to file their federal taxes, which are again due today. Among the reasons for procrastinating, according to a poll by Jackson Hewitt, people were too confused about their own situation. Another 21% thought they owed money, and 15% thought the deadline would be extended, like it has been the last couple years. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Monday.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.